You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am Shirley, a clinical hypnotherapist here in Southern California, and a glitter and rainbow girl going way back. My specialty is working with the LGBTQIA community and the BDSM kink community, anybody that doesn't feel like they have a voice or a tribe. I want you to know that you do, that you have somebody that understands you, the somebody that you can talk to. So that's very, very important to me. I'd like to give people, a place where they can have a little fun, do a little inspiration, bring a little smile to your face, maybe a giggle to your heart, but before we get going, we're going to start out my show. If you're brand new to the show, you get to do this for the first time. If you're not brand new to the show, then you know what we're about to do. So first thing I want you to do is you have to be in a safe place. And by safe place, I mean sitting in a chair on a couch. You are not in a moving vehicle. You are seriously, you're not traveling, you're not working on an important event, you're not working on anything that you need seriously to be working on. So safe place. So I want you to take a deep breath, and I mean deep breath from your abdomen. Hold it. And exhale with a smile. Next, this is my favorite part. This is part two to my opening. And this is absolutely my favorite part. So everybody, wiggle your toes. Wiggle your toes. Yep. Inside your shoes, outside your shoes. In places where it is super hot, I would say outside your shoes. I'm outside my shoes. I'm normally outside my shoes. Wiggle. Now, I want you to wiggle your buns. That's right. I said wiggle your buns. That's right. And you can't tell somebody to squeeze their cheeks in and wiggle their buns without giving them a smile. It's impossible to do that. Okay. The next thing I want you to do is one more really, really deep breath from your abdomen. And this time when you exhale, give yourself an affirmation. I like to use, I got this, because sometimes you just need to hear, I got this. I'm going to make it through the day. Any little thing, it's going to be okay. We've only got a little time left. Whatever affirmation actually works for you. And that's super important that you have that. If you've got a little extra time, I want you to roll your neck. Roll your neck. Shoulders. Maybe ankles. And think of this. In like 4 minutes, you have now relaxed everything from your toes to your nose, a little bit higher, and you can breathe a little bit better. How incredible is that, that you've got all of this, that you can do all of this? So, it's very, very important that you can do this. And like I said, you got to do this in a safe place, and you can do this anytime you need to. You can do this as much as you need to. You can do this as little as you need to. I'm a little pixely. So if you're watching me, not sure why I'm a little pixely, but I will try and figure this out for you. We'll figure this out. If you ever miss anything on any of my shows, you can find them on my YouTube page. You can find them on my Facebook page. If you need the audio, they're on all the podcasts. Just know to look under Hypno Fairy Godmother, because I generally have tips, tricks, things that you can do to help your, I call it my storm, my inner storm, because you can feel it coming. I swear you can feel it bottling up, and you don't want to have to do that. So these are things that you can do. So this last show of Pride, because we are getting towards the end of June, I thought it would be great to talk about the infamous and the famous or the famous and the infamous, people in the LGBTQIA community. Some of these people you know, but I'll bet I have some surprises for you that you may not know about. You know, there are different people in our community, you know, and when you find out what these people can do and what they've done, it makes you know that nothing is impossible. And if you don't hear of a person that's already done what you want to do and what your passion is, you be that person. You be that infamous or famous person and lead the way. Someone has to be the first. There is no reason why it can't be you. So, like I said, when I need to calm my storm and settle down, I think of all of those that came before me and remember what they went through. Because I know that if they could do it, I could do it too. You know, I can't do all these things, but I can do some things. And some of these people identify as gay, some lesbian, bisexual, transgender, even pansexual. Some got to be out during their lifetime, you know, living their truth out and proud, while others, you know, they didn't. They lived in a time when it was not only, you know, dangerous to be an out gay person, but it was downright illegal. And if you think of all of the rights that we have now because of some of these incredible people, you know, it's no longer illegal. In some places, it's still kind of dangerous, but it's not illegal anymore, you know, to be. We have the right for marriage. We have, you know, in some cases, we have our rights to not get fired. In other places, maybe we don't. So you still need to know your boundaries. But what I want to show is that we have so many, there are so many people before us and so many people right now that are doing the work and have done the work to make it so you get to be proud and you get to be out of who you are. So, you know, let's start with Alexander the Great. Yes, Alexander the Great. He was kind of a known bisexual. So he had relationships with men and women, but was mostly known for a relationship he had with this cute little eunuch. So we kind of consider him on the bisexual thing. And then we have Sir Francis Bacon. How big is that? Without the groundwork that he laid, many of history's most impactful scientific discoveries would have never, you know, would have never occurred. We needed him. Historical notes believe that he was primarily homosexual, although they don't know for sure. From his writings and from things that were written about him at the time, you know, we get to claim him, so we're totally going to do that. We have Andy Warhol, an incredible artist in the 70s and 80s, during a time when, you know, everybody was starting their journey to come out. He had, you know, groups of people and family, and in a time when, and we still do this, where you have your given family and your chosen family. He mainly had his chosen family. And if you've never seen Andy Warhol's work, you totally need to look up Andy Warhol's work. Gore Vidal, an author, and, you know, he fought for sexual freedom and his activist. That's why he wrote the way he wrote, because he was using his activism in his writing. James Baldwin. Now, James Baldwin knew that he couldn't, in a time when it was tough to be Black in America and really tough to be gay in America, he had kind of a problem figuring out how he was going to live his true self. So he ended up actually moving to France and living his life there. Wasn't a whole lot easier, but at least he got to live his truth. Gilbert Baker. Now, if you don't know who Gilbert Baker is, shame on you, because Gilbert Baker is actually the designer of the modern, or designer of the Pride flag. Yes, it was, he did it in San Francisco, 1978, introduced the pride flag, and it was, you know, other people took it on. Now, recently, it's been modified, and some people like the modifications, some people don't. Some people are traditionalists, some people aren't. But, you know, the nice thing is that, you know, but he started it all in 1978 in San Francisco. So Gilbert Baker gave us our flag. And, you know, since then there have been many other flags for many other, like, it has spread out. So there is a lesbian flag, there's bisexual flag, everybody has kind of a different one, but our overall, it was done by Gilbert Baker. Marsha P. Johnson, what can I say about her? Gay liberation activist, African-American transgender woman, helped with the Stonewall riots. She was right there on the front lines. If you don't know about Marsha P. Johnson, do your homework, because she was one of those activists that gave you your rights and made it so it was safer in a way to be out there. Oscar Wilde, author and activist, fought for his rights his whole entire life. He was convicted of being gay because of a relationship he had. He wrote about being gay and was convicted of that. Was sent to a labor camp. And during his time, never got to live his truth, but he fought for it. And, you know, when you think about it, he didn't get pardoned until 2017, when Oscar Wilde got pardoned for being gay. He didn't get pardoned until 2017. That is so sad. And that's actually called the Alan Turing. That's was named after him, which we will get to him because he is also incredibly important. Keith Haring. I love Keith Haring. American artist whose pop culture and graffiti work in New York in the 80s. His work is so noticeable, and you still see it everywhere. It's mass produced. He had a very distinctive style in the 80s that made you go, oh, that's definitely a Keith Haring. And you can still see that. You can still, you know that that's a Keith Haring. He's not around anymore, but his art will live on. And isn't that what most artists really love? We have so many entrepreneurs. Peter Olivares, David Bonet, David Blumberg, you know, these entrepreneurs. Lynn Conway, a computer scientist. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, who definitely, I mean, you know, when you own Apple, who cares? Clive Davis is, you know, a record company executive. He owns one of the major labels, gets to live his truth, gets to not care what anybody thinks of him, which I love. Sarah Ellis, the president of GLAAD. She is out there. She is on TV. She is everywhere getting to know. Computer scientists, you know, John Mad Dog Hall, computer scientists. We have investors. Florence Nightingale. Okay. Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern day nursing. It was known that she was a lesbian. She didn't have a chance to live her truth because of her calling, but in her writings later, they discovered, you know, that she didn't get to live her truth, but to her, it was more important to be that nurse and that caregiver than to be anything else. And, you know, one of my favorite people is Keith Rebus, General Partners Fund, known for early startups. This guy took his money and founded executive roles in PayPal, LinkedIn, Square, and Slide. Okay, this is a person that may not have used his money for humanitarian, but we have all used these, and it was partially his. He was one of the main investors in these, living his truth. Sally Ride, the astronaut, who fought and fought and fought through NASA. Let me tell you, NASA is male-dominated, male-everything, and she was the first female astronaut. She fought and didn't actually get to come out and live her truth until after she retired and after she got out there, because she knew that if she told anybody, then she would never get to go into space and she would be out of the astronaut program. But, you know, when she got to retire and get away from NASA, then she really got to do it. The Ad Council CEO, Lisa Sherman, these people are incredible. Okay, now we're going to get to Alan Turing. Alan Turing was a mathematician. And if you don't know about Alan Turing, you need to do some research. Because during World War II, he was a mathematician that saved, they estimate he saved millions of lives, millions, because he broke the code of the Enigma machine. But when the British government found out that he was having a homosexual affair, they fired him and had him chemically castrated. And what that did to him mentally, he just absolutely could not handle. You know, and as brilliant as he was, they just went, you know, we can't forgive you for this. You may have saved all these lives, but, you know, we can't do this for you. And it's fun because, or it's an honor. He's being honored by being put on British currency. Like they're trying to make up for it now. And he wasn't pardoned by the British government for his crime. They still couldn't, you know, they called it a crime, but he wasn't pardoned for his crime until 2013. So he helped save millions of people in World War II and ended up committing suicide because of how he was treated and didn't get pardoned until 2013. It doesn't really matter, you know, to him now, but we get to remember everything that he did. We get to take solace that he did these wonderful things and he saved all of these people. Let's see. I love this one. Rick Welts, who is the president of the Golden State Warriors. Yes, the basketball team, Golden State Warriors. Could care less what anybody thinks of him. You know, he's the CEO. He lives his life. What are they going to do? You know, it's amazing how more sports people are starting to come out, which we'll definitely get to sports people. But, you know, he gets to do that and he gets to live that life. And, you know, one of my favorite ones is his name is, okay, I'm going to mess this up so bad. Tanka Laboon. And what he did was he started a company called Tom of Finland. Now, Tom of Finland, he was an artist. And during his lifetime, he has passed. During his lifetime, he produced like over 3,500 illustrations, mostly of gay men in interesting positions, known for his erotic artistry, but as an innovator, because and the pictures, whether it's your thing or not, the pictures are amazing. So, you know, it may not be your cup of tea, but this person got to live that life, and he held no back. One of our favorite scientists that we had is, you know, her name is Sarah Baker, known for tracking down Typhoid Mary. That was her job. She was openly gay. She, you know, she contributed greatly to public health in New York and took particular interest in helping communities of immigrants. That was her job. She fought to provide access to medical care for all areas of the city and help train new healthcare professionals. And there's a site that I found that if you're into, you know, the science community, you know, look on my page, and there is a link for over 500 queer scientists. You know, it's a visibility campaign for people and their allies working in the STEM and STEM supporting jobs. Think about that. These are scientists that you would never know about, of over 500. It's amazing. So, you know, that gives you a chance to discover them and maybe see if they've, you know, done something that you're interested in and if they're still doing it, and see, you know, who you maybe can connect with. Know that, you know, this link will be on my website, but it is called 500 Queer Scientists. Good name. And, you know, so that's something that if you're a scientist and you're into the STEM or STEM related, this might be a good place for you. We have politicians. People don't often realize that how many politicians are now openly gay. You know, we have, of course, Pete Buttigieg, the U.S. Secretary of Transportation. We have Kate Brown, Governor of Oregon. We have Tammy Baldwin, U.S. Senator. Andrew Gillum, Mayor of Tallahassee, who came out and then said, you know, I'm not completely gay. I'm just bi. We love him anyway. You don't have to be. Karine Jean-Pierre, the first openly gay press secretary. Prime Minister of Serbia, Anna Brick. Xavier Bettinel, the Prime Minister of Luxembourg. Andrew Gillum. Oh, I already did Andrew Gillum. Lori Lightfoot, Mayor of Chicago. And she kicked some butt. Harvey Milk. Harvey Milk was the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. Strong activist in San Francisco. Fought for rights for San Francisco before anybody else did. He was, you know, he started at the bottom and kept getting elected up and elected up. Unfortunately, he was assassinated. You know, but his legacy is still going on. His legacy is so important. Let's see. We have a Scottish Parliament, you know, Ruth Davidson, David Cicilline, U.S. Representative, Chad Griffin, political strategist, you know, the Italian mayor, Giovanni Negrin. I love that we have, you know, U.S. Representative Aaron Schuck. We have mayor of Massachusetts. Come on. So what this tells you is that you don't have to, if you identify, you don't have to not run for something because you're openly gay. People are being voted in to, you know, there are two Senate members. There are, I think, 11 members of the House. that are all openly gay. So don't let that hold you back. If you totally believe in being who you are, run for office, especially you younger people. Absolutely. Run for office. There's nothing you can't do. There is nothing you can't do. We have lots of entertainers, you know, Lee Daniels and Russell T. Davies, both writer directors who have done some amazing, amazing work. Josephine Baker, one of my personal favorites, ended up going overseas so that she could live her truthful life. And if you don't know anything about Josephine Baker, please do your homework, because you will learn to love her as much as I have. Billy Eichner, out, open actor. You gotta love him. Rock Hudson, American actor, generally known for his leading man roles in the 50s and 60s. And he was known as a prominent heartthrob and did a lot of movies. But he was always known as the heartthrob. And in a time when you weren't allowed to be out, you just, that's not something you did. And he always feared that if word got out that he was gay, he would lose all of his jobs. So he was very careful as to, you know, of people not knowing. And, you know, it was during Hollywood's golden age that he was out there. So, or not out there, to be perfectly honest. And the people that did know helped cover for him. And it wasn't until he came down with AIDS that the Reagans, Ronald and Nancy Reagan, actually acknowledged that AIDS was out there, because they couldn't hide it anymore. One of their friends from their acting days was dying. So it's one of those very sad stories that it took somebody that they knew to actually, you know, acknowledge that this was something. We have Elliot Page, transgender actor, who officially came out as transgender just this year. Living truth, you know, living truth to power. You know, when you know, people usually know at a very young age, but it's a hard decision to come out. It's a hard decision for everybody to come out. And when you're a known actor on a series like she was, now they're making that character, you know, male. And I love the fact that the show that he's on, Umbrella Academy, is actually changing that character. They're adding a twist into the character and making, you know, the character male. So I love that they're doing that. Jim Parsons, actor, you know, from How I Met Your Mother, totally unapologetically gay. This is my husband. This is who I love. Neil Patrick Harris, totally out, unapologetic. This is my husband. This is our children. My favorite part about Neil Patrick Harris is that every year for Halloween, him, his husband, and their two kids do like these totally adorable Halloween pictures. They're fabulous. Let's see. We have Anderson Cooper, you know, totally unapologetic. On CNN, TV personality, not really an actor, but just, you know, on the TV every night, giving it all he's got. Wilson Cruz, out there giving it all he's got, you know, fighting for your rights. He's an actor, but he's also an activist and will stand up for you, the community, the works. The actor Divine. Okay, I love Divine. Divine is an actor from the mostly 80s and 90s, who did, you know, Pink Flamingos and some other fabulous movies that, you know, they're not considered A movies. They're kind of considered B movies, but they are wonderful. And, you know, he was known as more of a drag queen, but loved to camp it up and do anything for a laugh and do, you know, but take the work seriously. So Divine is one of my total favorites. Let's see, Tab Hunter. Tab Hunter is another one, kind of like Rock Hudson, actor in the 50s, known as a heartthrob, absolutely knew he could not come out, and, you know, lived his life in the closet because he didn't have any other choice, or he knew he wouldn't work again. The infamous and famous Billy Porter. Billy Porter was in a show that I think has finally ended called Pose, but actor, activist, unapologetic, definitely activist, will tell you straight to your face, you know, if a reporter makes a slight comment, he will tell them and correct them. I love Billy Porter. Robin Roberts, broadcaster. She's actually part of Good Morning America now. Couldn't get much better than that. RuPaul Charles. We all know RuPaul. We all love RuPaul, who has pretty much taken over the Logo Channel in all of its different shows. You know, what else can I can't really say enough about RuPaul. Has opened up the door for more drag queens and transgender, and, you know, has opened up that door for them, which somebody had to, and I'm so glad it was him. Recently, Jaden Smith came out and said, "This is my boyfriend." And they asked his famous parents, how did they feel? And they're like, "We 100% support." So how can you not love that? The actor Ezra Miller figures, you know, he actually identifies as gender fluid. You know, I don't recognize myself as anything, and I don't recognize people. I don't recognize sexes. I recognize people. And, you know, that's a great thing. That's a wonderful thing. And as of last night, this is a great one. As of last night, Queen Latifah is officially out, because during her acceptance speech, towards the end of her acceptance speech at the BET Awards last night, she thanked her partner and her son. So officially, we get to claim, which, you know, I'm so proud and glad for her, Queen Latifah, you know, getting to live that life. Ellen DeGeneres. We all know Ellen. Ellen has fought for her rights for years and years, and going from, you know, TV personality to producer to director to, you know, owning her own management company. Ellen is one of those people that has fought for the rights of the community for 20 years or more. So that's somebody that's so very important to the community. Don Lemon on CNN, out there every day, unapologetic, giving you the news the way it is. Over on MSNBC, we have Rachel Maddow, unapologetic lesbian, Rhodes Scholar, you know, smart and loves her, you know, what she does in a committed relationship. Could care less if anybody knew. Those are the people that you get to love. The people that are out there all the time, just loving what they do and loving the people that are near them. You know, that love those people. Let's see. Jonathan Van Ness. Okay, TV personality. He's on Queer Eye. He's been doing commercials with Simone Biles. He is hysterically funny, knows that, you know, you can tell that he's gay from a mile away, so might as well play it up. And that is, you know, that's fabulous. One of the more recent people is Mary Trump. Yeah, who's an author and an activist. Unfortunately, stuck with the Trump name due to birth, and came out against her uncle, Donald Trump. So, having to deal with that, having to deal with the last name Trump, having to deal with people associating her with that last name, and then trying to be herself. It's hard being a gay Trump. So, I love the fact that she decided that the easiest and best thing that she could do would be to just come right out and just tell the world, I don't care. This is who I am. We have comedian Margaret Cho. Margaret Cho has been a stand-up comedian and actor for years and years. Has gone from lesbian to bisexual to she could care less. She's told people for a very long time that she falls in love with a person. And I think that's honesty, where you're falling in love with a person, not necessarily whether they're male or female. A lot of people are like that. Fortune Femster, total, she's a comedian, totally found, finally the woman of her life, got engaged, decided that during the pandemic that she was going to go on YouTube and Instagram and all the different things and talk about living her truth. Doesn't, you would love that. Now, Hannah Gadsby. Now, the thing that I love about Hannah Gadsby is she's a comedian and did a special that was supposed to be her swan song. She wasn't going to do any more shows. She wasn't going to do anything. She even said during it, this is my last show. Just don't want to do this anymore. Well, as it turns out, it was a hit. Everybody loved it. And now she's doing more work than she was doing before. So sometimes when you're living your truth and you're telling people honesty, because she said, I'm not doing any more self-deprecating humor. I'm not going to talk down about anybody else. I'm not going to talk down about me. And people loved that because of the honesty that she had. And now she's doing more and more. Kate McKinnon. I love Kate McKinnon. She does so much as a comedian and actor. The characters that she plays, she can turn into almost anybody. Also, very out, very proud, and unapologetic. She's also an activist. And sometimes we need, as much as we don't want to, sometimes we need our actors and actresses to be that person to come out and fight because they're seen and they're known. Where as much as we wish that we could do it, you need that famous person to also come out and fight for you. Wanda Sykes started as a writer and now does her own shows. Very proudly married, very proudly has a child. Unapologetic activist. We love the people that just tell it like it is. This is who I am. And she's another person. Not going to tell you anything. I'm not going to hide it. I'm not doing any of that. As far as rappers go, you wouldn't think of gay rappers, but there are people that do rap music that, that are gay too. Gay people fit into every single category, whether it's artistic, whether it's entertainment, whether it's rappers, whether, athletes, every little thing. Famous rappers like Azealia Banks, Tyler the Creator, Lil Nas X, who has made quite the name for himself lately, especially when he was on Saturday Night Live, you know, came out, is totally, completely unapologetic, said, this is who I am, take it or leave it. And most people are like, I love this. I love this guy. This is perfect. As far as our, you know, singers go, David Archuleta. Now, David, you know, didn't know. He was not gay. And currently, he came out, you know, during Pride Month and said, yeah, I'm definitely gay. Once again, you have to come out when it's right for you. And he felt that the time was right for him to tell the world. I don't believe in anybody getting to out anybody else. One of the first gay singers that I knew about was Frank Ocean. I had never really considered whether, you know, a singer was gay or not gay. And Frank Ocean came out and I was like, oh, so, you know, that was one of those things that kind of caught me off guard because I had never considered it. Not that I had thought it was a bad thing. I just never thought it was a thing. Billy Joe Armstrong came out as bisexual. Mel B, also the same thing. Halsey, the singer Halsey, came out as bisexual. And she's like, I am unapologetic. Just take me as I am. Elton John. Love my Elton John, who has gone through many phases, but now has a husband and fights, you know, does so much charity work fighting for AIDS and things like that, that you've got to love, you know, got to love Elton John and can pack a house in a second, you know, to earn that money and to earn that money for charity is actually what I meant to say. Demi Lovato said, I am who I am. You're just going to have to deal with it. Ricky Martin, you know, when he did Livin' La Vida Loca, people were like, I think he might be. But he denied it. And he was in denial for a very long time. And now he's like, I think I'm not getting the gigs that I used to get because I came out. And I hope that that's not true. But sometimes there is some kickback. What I also love is that he was part of Menudo. And Menudo was this boy band from Mexico. And they were just these cute little, you know, little Mexican boys. But it was one of the first boy bands that I ever saw. So I love that. Janelle Monáe, gender fluid, said, I'm just going to play the characters I'm going to play. I'm going to sing what I'm going to sing. This is what we're going to do. One of my all-time favorites, Freddie Mercury, the lead singer for Queen. Now, he started out in total, I am straight. I have a girlfriend. I have a fiance. And as time came on, he told his fiance, I think I might be. And she went, no, I'm pretty sure that you're gay. And they broke up, but they remained best friends. So if you don't know Queen, oh, I feel so sorry for you. Definitely download some Queen. And it will make your heart sing the music that, and it just makes your heart just go and go and go. Sam Smith, another singer, said, okay, I'm ready. I am ready to go. We have some athletes, you know, Megan Rapinoe. She is all over the place these days, as well she should be. She is a soccer superstar. One of the new people on my list is Sha'Carri Richardson. She, during the Olympic trials, bright orange hair, gigantic, you know, fingernails, totally a complete, you know, unapologetically She said, this is who I am. And now she's on her way to the Olympics. How could we not love that? Michael Sams, the first football player drafted, but he never got to play any professional games. So most people consider, you know, him not to be the first gay football player. They actually consider Carl Nesbitt, who is actually playing and is on the Las Vegas Raiders, as the first openly gay playing, you know, he's actually playing in on a league, so they consider him the first. One of the first gay soccer stars is Robbie Roberts, you know. Cheryl Swoops, WNBA player, came out early. Jason Collins, basketball player, unfortunately had to wait until he retired to come out, but did. You know, World Cup medalist and activist, Alex Johnson, Haley McCaney, softball player. We have Billie Jean King, who was actually outed. And, you know, people should never, ever have to worry about being outed. Renee Richards, also a tennis player. She was outed too. And a transgender tennis player. You know, one of those things that should never, ever have to happen. Most of these players and athletes, you know, they're Olympians, they're wrestlers, soccer players, track and field stars, skiers, and more. And some got to come out while they were playing, but many couldn't come out until they retired because they were scared of repercussions. How sad is that, that you know that you can't be your truth because you might not get to play what you love the most, that you might not get to do the most. You know, some famous fashion icons, Tom Ford, you know, Halston. We all love Halston. Michael Kors, Ralph Sims. Love them because they were out there living the truth, living the truth. A lot of models have come out as either gender fluid or non-binary. Some have come out and said, I'm bisexual, and they live that. And if anybody asks them while they're doing interviews how they feel about that, they will tell you, this is who I am. You know, like I said, there are so many YouTubers and TikTok presenters that are LGBTQIA, you know, personalities and influencers. That list would take me a whole nother hour or more. So I didn't have time to list all of those, but it's important I hope that you heard somebody that you can identify with. And like I said, if, you know, I will put the entire list of everybody because I didn't have time to even do the list that I had of all of these wonderful, famous people. And I want you to get to see them and get to understand, you know, what they went through. People for you to look up, people for you to know that fought for you. And there's still, some of them are still fighting for you. And if you don't feel that it's time for you to come out, then don't. You have to do that when you feel safe. But it's always better, you know, but you get to see that other people have done it and it's okay. So I want you to be proud of your community, whatever community that is. You know, I support several. And, you know, if you're hearing about a group, you know, I'm sure you can find someone to help you get some history. People love to share good and bad history. So take it and see if, you know, you can be part of that too. Maybe you can add, you know, to whatever community, whatever heritage, and whatever religion or profession. So know that, like I said, I, you know, will post everything, the site and all the information on my Facebook page and on my YouTube page, all of my information on the Hypno Fairy Godmother. you know, because I want you to be able to take some time and learn about these people a little bit more. And if you have any questions for me, please email me at hypnofairygodmother.com. And if you need to make an appointment, you can always make an appointment. If you need any mental health services, if I can't help you, I will find somebody that can. So never hold back on your mental health, depression or anxiety, you know? So I want you to take stock of that. So if you have any questions, like I said, email me. Thank you for tuning in. Tell all your friends about the show, and I will see you next week. Now remember to take a nice deep breath, hold it in, and exhale with a smile. See you next week.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.